We are back. It is the Gunsmith Show here on US 103. Your home for ultimate classic rock. Glad to have you aboard every Saturday. Great information. We've got the gunsmith himself, Jonathan Smith. He's in the house. We're going to talk holsters.
Where's the trumpets blowing in the background?
I need
an entry.
They get added.
They'll get added. Okay, good.
Yeah, they get mixed
I feel like Maximus Decimus Meridius walking into the stadium, you know?
Yeah.
Almost. Well, not quite.
I was going to add a title from Monty Python, but I don't think I will.
That's more like it.
This segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems Tire and Automotive.
That's right. So, you know, you can always go to our website, thegss.com, and link to all of our sponsors, just so you know. But Diamond Gems has been a sponsor of the show for quite some time now. They've been in business since 1977. Yeah. They're right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan, just south of Bristol Road on the right-hand side, on the west side of Dort Highway. Great tire and auto service center. They are my go-to, and you will be glad you found them. Now, you can call them at 810-742-4210. Is that right?
743.
Thank you. I don't know why I wrote... 743-4210. You know, that's the problem nowadays with speed dial. You know, I just Siri call whatever it is, and it calls. So 743-4210. Get a hold of Tim. You'll be glad you did. Tim's just a super guy. He's actually just laughing about it. He sponsored our car show coming up next Friday out at St. Robert's. So it's he's one of our car show sponsors.
I just confirmed. 810-743-4210.
I don't know why I get... It's the 42 that screws me up.
They're right around the corner from us here.
Yeah.
We do all kinds of stuff with them.
I can stand outside and yell, and you can probably hear that.
I bought a car from them.
I know you did. I bought a lot of tires from them.
Yeah, tires, all kinds of stuff.
I think I bought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 16 tires from them in the past 2 years.
Oh, geez.
So it's, everything's got new tires on it, and rims, some new rims. Yeah. Brake jobs, shock struts, they've done it all for me.
Did you count the extra two for your trailer? Or is it four?
Five.
Oh, it's five.
Trailer, so it's actually 17 tires.
There it is.
I bought five tires and five rims for that trailer.
Yep.
Because they were 10 years old, and the ones I had were 10 years old. I went all brand new on it. It's beautiful.
So, this is talking about that trailer that they go around. They got the mobile trailer to do the screenings.
Yeah,
heart screenings
mobile heart
for you.
Screenings, yep.
And equipped from Diamond Gems. We'll talk more about that later in the show. We're going to talk about the raffle.
TommysHeart.org for our foundation, for our life-saving foundation. So, and they've been a real good part, helping us out every step of the way. Anytime I need something, he says, you come and ask me first. So very thankful, and you'll hear more about that in a little bit. So so today, you remember, like I said, you can always go to link to our sponsors right on our website, The Gunsmith Show, thegss.com. So my question to you is, are you carrying concealed? We talked a lot about in the last segment CPLs.
That was one of the acronyms,
One of the acronyms. So let's talk holsters. So are you carrying concealed or are you carrying open? Are you open carrying? Either way, the gun's probably going to be in a holster, or maybe you got it one of those magnets on your dashboard holding the gun in your car at the ready for you to draw whenever you need it. You know, you can draw it right from that hold. Have you practiced that?
If you have it in your car in one of those holsters, that's considered concealed.
Yes, it is.
So you can't if you're an open carry and you don't have a CPL, you can't. You've got to store it differently in your car than if you have the CPL. You
can't even have it in the passenger compartment unless it's in a locked case.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So the advantages of a CPL are tremendous. So I strongly recommend you go to Williams Gun Site. Get on the CPL list. Get your class done and get it as soon as you can.
They help you with training. So you're comfortable using your gun.
Sure.
You can shoot, and they have basic handgun training.
And they on top of that, they have other classes that are available. They're free classes all the time. Like last week, they had a really good class on how do you defend your church. Mm-hmm. Some churches allow there to be armed guards in the church. Some don't. But for those that do, it was a whole class specifically designed on keeping your place of worship safe. Very smart things.
Yep.
You know, we see the videos of that kind of stuff happening, and it's terrifying.
Yeah.
But there are those that step up to the task and take care of things. So you could be one of those. So
CPL.
Are you ready to draw that gun from whatever hold it's in? it can be very mentally challenging. So you need to scenario train.
There's tension. If you have to draw in an emergency, which is why you have it, the adrenaline's flowing, you're
scared.
Your
heart rate's going to be
racing.
180 over 100, your blood pressure's going to be high. Everything's going to be racing because it's going to be kind of like in Fast and Furious when he hits the NOS button and everything goes by fast. You know, it's like, there's going to be a speeding. Everything's going to go, or some people say it's a slowing, where everything went in slow motion. Well, that would be if you
have to think about it, though, you're going to be in trouble.
You got
to
have it as a natural instinct to grab that gun and go. So very important things to practice. Scenario train. This is very personal. You need to be able to do this without other people critiquing you a whole lot. You don't need a drill sergeant screaming at you. You don't need your husband telling you did it wrong. You don't need your wife telling you you look silly, that gun makes you look fat, you know, that kind of crap. You need to do this personally in front of a mirror with an unloaded gun, have snap caps in it if you'd like, which are the practice plastic rounds, or they're absorbing. They're like a shock absorber that goes in your gun. You can pull the trigger and the gun will feel like it functions. And you can pull the trigger safely in a revolver or a semi-auto. You can rack a shell and have a snap cap in there so that it'll go into the gun and keeps your gun from getting broken, because firing a gun in an empty chamber can sometimes break your firing pins.
Mm-hmm.
You don't, if you have a broken gun, it's pretty hard to know you got a broken gun until you need it.
Yeah.
So the one thing I ask you is, if you have a gun, have you fired it? There are way too many people carrying concealed guns that they've never fired before. And that's one of those questions I ask people, say, what? That's kind of like saying, A&W Coney dogs are my favorite Coney dogs in the world. Well, yeah, how many times you eat them? Oh, I've never had one, but they're my favorite. Doesn't make any sense. None of this makes sense, Dan. So you have to shoot the gun and know it works. So we'll talk about that in the next segment. But right now, so whether you're right-handed or left-handed, you're going to need a good holster. Because if the holster doesn't work for you, what good is it?
It's an emergency situation. You've got to get to it quickly.
Yeah.
And that's why you have to practice the
draw.
How do you get at the gun, whether it's under your dash?
The dashboard, if it's between the seats.
Nightstand, wherever you're carrying, in a situation where you may need it.
Yep.
The home invasion.
And a lot of women carry
their
purses.
Carjacker.
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to practice. If you're a woman, you can still carry in your purse. You've got to walk through the process of pulling it out. Is it going to? Do you have makeup stuff on top of it? I mean, there's all sorts of things you've got to walk through.
When I get in the car, if I don't have it on me, I'm adjusting myself and where I have the gun placed in the car. So if I'm going on a long trip, you know, sometimes I don't keep it on my belt. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Make it so that it's comfortable, but you got to have that holster that fits right. So whether you're right-handed or left-handed, whether you're carrying in what's called an appendix carry, which is like right where your appendix is in the front of your belly, right side of your belly, inside the waistband, a belly band, a shoulder holster, outside the waistband, ankle holsters, and then all the different types, leather, Kydex, nylon. They make these nice holsters to go right in your pocket for small guns called sticky holsters. They stick to the inside of your pocket, but the gun slides in and out real easily. Those are very nice for when I'm carrying a 380, like in the middle of winter and I don't want to have a lot of clothes on. I stick those in my pocket and you don't even know what's in there.
There's a difference between, you know, I see these videos. I don't know if you've seen these where someone's at the gas station, gas in their car and they get attacked.
Yeah.
You know, that's different. You talk about like an ankle holster. If you're someplace public and you're concealed, the people, if they're robbing or whatever it is that they're doing and they're presenting a direct threat to you and people around you.
Right.
You may have time. You don't have to overreact if they're not focused on you.
Right.
So you can get to the ankle holster.
To the ankle holster, yeah.
But if they're on you, if you're the target, that's where it really matters to be practiced
to have it right there.
To know how you're going to do it and to know that you can do it quickly.
I heard a very good smart guy tell me one time in a class. He says, "Keep a money clip with 10 ones and a 5. Have the 5 on the outside. Have the money clip in your pocket. With your left hand, throw the money clip on the ground in front of the shooter or the bad guy. Say, that's all I got. Throw it. That way he's looking at the ground. That gives you time to pull your concealed gun out and defend yourself. Very smart move. So for years, I've carried a money clip with some money in it. So if you ever see me throwing my money clip, chances are I'm about to shoot somebody.
Be careful.
Now with proper fit and comfort and concealability, these are the functions you got to have with a holster that are right for you. It's got to fit proper. It's got to be comfortable. And it's got to be concealable. Otherwise, you're probably not going to do it. You're not going to carry like you should. And if you take those three things, fit, comfort, and concealability, find the right holster. I literally have probably 75 holsters plus, and I sell holsters like probably four or five times a year. I sell a couple of holsters at a gun show that just didn't work for me. So I try a lot of holsters out, whether it's Alien Gear or Hunters or whatever brand it is, DeSantis. We're always trying holsters out, hoping for that holy grail, you know, not to be a Monty Python thing, but looking for that holy grail of holsters.
Yeah.
Haven't found
the best one. Yeah.
The best one I like is my Bianchi inside the waistband leather holster. Holds a Glock 19 perfectly and very comfortable. And I use that one. I'm probably going to have to buy another one soon. My first one's almost wore out. But I have referred that holster to so many people. As a matter of fact, I keep a picture of that holster on my phone all the time. People say, what kind of holster should I get, John? I send them a picture. There you go. Mm-hmm. Here's your sign. but that comes from years of carrying. So I ask you to practice as carefully as you possibly can and regularly. Make it a mental thing that, you know, once a week you practice drawing from concealment or even daily. Make it a daily routine. If it's your exercise routine, or if it's, I got to go clean up the yard, or I got to mow the lawn, I need to practice with my draw from concealment of my gun. Even if it's a purse holster, practice getting your hand in the end of that purse so that you can grab that gun, or even keep your hand on it when you're walking down the street. That way, if somebody grabs your purse, they take the purse and you got a gun in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
So nothing wrong with that.
No, and here's the thing too. I mean, by practicing and knowing how much time you need to be able to get your gun and be in a position to fire
helps you.
You know, based on the scenario that you're in, whether you have time to do that or not. Because it's not always, once you've gone for the gun, the person that is attacking you knows that you have one.
Yeah.
And that adds a whole new element to the mix. So you only want to do it if you've got time to do it. So that's what practice helps with as well.
Exactly. How much time we got?
We're done. We're going to come back. We've got more to talk about here in the Gunsmith Show. US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. More Gunsmith Show talk coming up.